Hey everyone, I'm Hulk, DM for Out of the Abyss, a story where darkness lurks around every corner and secrets hide in the shadows. Thank you for watching, here are players.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Shambra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise halfling ranger. Shambra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt. I'm playing Khazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker who is trying to get out of the Underdark and start a better life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kritch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Hey, it's Brynn. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequel Mershi, a fairy bard, a con man out to sell you your own secrets.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We left off last time with the introduction to Gracklestug. They opened the door to see a guard kind of standing there that had been listening on the other side. And as this kind of unfolded, more and more damage was done, and a fight broke out that some people were down to kill, some people wanted to knock out. But we left off on Flaffle's turn, as he and Shambra had rolled the same thing on the wild magic table. Now, the wild magic table is my personal one that I built. And if I remember correctly, Shambra rolled a 15, and Flaffle rolled a 6. So, from here going forward, if you rolled above an 11, you have one permanent death save success.
Very cool.
If you rolled a 10 or below, you have a minus 1.
It sounds like Flaffle.
Minus 1 death save?
Basically, yes. They have to just make 2 death fails and they die.
Yep.
So, I'm wondering how that even manifests. What does that look like when that happens?
The spell that you cast with that was,
Thunderwave?
You kind of turn around, or, let's see. How would you cast a spell, Flaffle, with your hands?
He just screams at him.
Okay. At the same time, almost like a father and son bond, as Flaffle screams, you see a little bit of his life energy kind of suck away from him, and the phase rest kind of envelop into his body. You watch the same thing happen to Shambra, but he looks a bit younger.
Oh, my
more vitalized.
My skin is tight.
And then, once that is done, the phaser's quiet, and Thunderwave goes off.
Constitution saving throws.
Okay. B fails. Or you're aiming this way, so that would actually be A. Yeah. 18 for X.
He succeeds.
Okay.
So it blows A back. Oh, no. In a 15-foot cube from you. So, yeah, B is also affected.
Okay. So B, A, and X are affected.
Yes.
Okay. Give me a quick... Actually, what is your passive perception?
11.
I'd say even with an 11, it's not hard. As the spell goes off, you see as most of these around you take damage, and you hear a clunk here.
Oh. Well then. Speaking of damage.
What is that damage?
7. Half if they succeeded.
Okay. And they are pushed back, yes?
15 feet. Wait, let me double check. 10 feet.
Alright, B hits a wall. A would hit a wall. 10. Next would stop right there at the wall.
And bonus action dash.
Okay.
Past all of this.
The moment you go to run, you hear what sounds like a large metal object being swung very hard. Does a 15 hit?
Yeah.
Oh boy. You're going to take 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Okay. And 3 points of psychic damage. Flaffle, okay. I need you to roll another d20.
Oh no.
As you see,
oh God,
you see a female Duergar clad in some very fine armor smack the living crap out of you with a hammer. And he watches the phase rest around this hammer almost invades into Flaffle again. Flaffle, what is your roll?
4.
That's a fail. I need you to roll another D100 for me.
Oh, God.
This hammer hits you, and from your head, you hear bah! As 4 chickens spawn from this hammer and run.
I would like to run with the chickens, using them for cover.
It's like they're running with the bulls.
Yeah. So they go and hit a wall or hit somewhere and then they disappear.
I don't run into the wall.
So you continue forward?
Yep.
Okay. I need you to make another strength saving throw.
Oh, no!
As you run directly into those two. And you are knocked prone once again.
You gotta stop running away from us, bro.
I don't know why you think it's gonna change.
What is the definition of insanity?
It's like the next wave, he just brings it about round 4. Yeah.
All right. That is the end of your turn, yes?
Yeah.
Legendary action.
What now?
The fuck?
You hear her say, "So, you come into my city. A red kobold. And don't think that... What are you doing here?"
"I don't know. We needed supplies. A man started bugging us at the door. I tried to have him arrested. And then everything went south. I've been hit by everyone. I've been put in handcuffs. And I've done nothing wrong."
Make a persuasion check.
What's advantage because I'm telling the truth?
Just a straight advantage roll. You have a dead person that was murdered in cold blood.
I had nothing to do with that.
You're part of their party.
It's a 19.
Okay. You see her, because it is now her turn. She also now enlarges. And yells, "Enough! No more of this! They are not with the keepers."
What now?
Sugar Shack would have heard that, yes. She yelled that.
So, question for DM. I know this person. Question for DM. Are these are we've been fighting Garrow?
No, Durgar.
Okay. Okay. Cool. We're out of combat?
And we are out of combat. So as soon as Ivan and Khazad approach, you are immediately handcuffed. Do you guys resist?
No, at this point, resisting just causes more harm than good. I'm just going to be like, "I just came here for a fucking drink. I didn't even hurt anyone."
It's true, I can attest to that.
Ivan will resist. Ivan will resist yelling, "I need to heal him. I need to heal him. Let me go. I need to heal him." And he looks with a bit of... like a mental break is starting to manifest. If they don't let me go, I will grab somebody by the face and do inflict wounds. So I'm trying to.
Seeing Ivan freak out, Shamper places, you feel a small hand at your waistside, and you hear Shamper pipe up and go,
"There has been a misunderstanding. I represent the Kissy Kissy Healers. I do not know if you've heard of us, but we are wandering healers, and I'm here to help your town. There is misunderstanding at the gate. We were confused, we were scared. Apologies, but please, we mean no harm. They are acting defensively. We are sorry. We are here for supplies, that is it. Sorry."
It's true, that's the first thing they told me at the gate.
I applaud your support, Champra, but Drow, they are not going to necessarily let us go willingly.
He will speak up. "You understand, it has been centuries of torment."
Ivan will look at the person and go, "I am full aware. I've been tormented by them too, every day of my life. Been forced to kill, revive, and force my family and friends and others of my kind to work as slaves. I fully understand, but if you do not let me heal that kobold, I will continue the killing."
For context.
What is going on, DM?
Yes.
Hail Mary here. Could I attempt to pick the lock on the handcuffs?
With what?
Would I be able to reach my thieves' tools?
I mean, they would have cuffed you behind
the back. They are on my person. They are on my person.
Go for it. Give me a thieves' tool or a lockpick check.
That is...
I want to say it's dex
sleight of hand,
and...
Plus...
Yeah, it's okay, sleight of hand. Okay. Sleight of hand check. That's what it is.
Okay, plus... Proficiency bonus,
proficiency,
which is
if you have proficiency in thieves' tools.
As long as you have proficiency in them. If you don't, then it's just a flat
dex
roll.
At second level, is it 2?
23
breaks it.
Breaks my tools?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
it breaks the handcuffs. Lock. You literally break the lock.
If Shamper can get a word in as this is going on, he's just going to say,
"Listen, I met all of these people in prison. They were all captured by the drow, even though they are drow. But, other than the tour guide and the newfound friend robot lady, but anyways, we're the same. We treat each other the same, kind of."
If it makes any difference in my defense, I was sentenced to death for nearly murdering the head of House Banray.
That's what I'm talking about!
Ivan says under his breath, "Drow try to kill Drow all the time. Doesn't really help anything."
You will see this and will unlock your shackles.
Will
I run to Flaffle?
And Flaffle.
Drop a cure wound?
Are you trying to escape?
I would say, did anything fall out when I broke the handcuffs?
I mean, it clanked on the ground.
Oh. No.
Am I able to heal? Or did he run away from me? I'm just waiting to see what Flaffle does.
Yep.
Flaffle does.
So
Ivan
as
really
you're...
wishes he could hold on to Flaffle, but I don't know if I'm strong enough to.
Okay,
yeah.
So I did roll for a concentration. I rolled a 17, so it succeeds. I'm gonna bolt.
God fucking damn it.
Is there a way for me to be able to grab him?
Yes.
And stop him? What do I need to roll?
Zod's gonna move up and he's gonna give the help action on this.
Okay. Roll a dexterity check with advantage. As you and Kazad both kind of grab at Flaffle.
Okay, I'm gonna pop guidance on this too.
Okay.
Alright, that's an 8 plus a d4. Could use a bountiful
luck.
There we go. Do I just roll one more time or do I roll it with advantage again?
Roll with advantage again, that's fine.
Okay. And my. So that's a 19 plus 4. So that is a 23.
Yep, you feel these two hands just firmly grasp your shoulders as you try
firmly
to
firmly grasp it.
And that's when I pop the healing in. Would you say this is a moment that I could change my cure wounds, since how panicked Ivan was?
Yes.
Okay. So that'll be... By the way, what that means is Ivan has unlocked the 2024 healing cure wounds. So it's 2d8 instead of a 1d8. So it's going to be 2d8 plus 4. So 12 plus 4. So that is 16 points of healing back to Flaffle.
And a d20 roll, please.
Mm-hmm.
And a small golden lizard shaking its head at Flaffle, waving a finger, going...
Goodwin Bob looks over his shoulder and goes,
"Oh, it was just you. I thought you were another one of the people trying to arrest me."
I got a one.
A one?
A one.
Oh.
Oh, it's just a boom.
I need you to roll a D100 for me. Oh, no.
65? Four away from a good number.
Ew.
I didn't say up or down. Shook a shack.
61 is a great number.
You said...
I got a 65.
All right. You see... as this heel goes off, you watch this warm energy fuse with the Phaserus around you. And you see it turn almost into a needle and strike through your head. I need you to choose a tool proficiency, a language, or a skill to lose proficiency in.
Well, I don't got a tool.
Oops. Yet.
I am now terrified to cast any magic.
You know what?
And you weren't before?
No.
The thing that makes the most sense, because of who I healed, I lose Draconic.
Somebody is a stack of the people knowing what I say.
But all you hear is...
part of Ivan is saying, "Oh, thank whatever God has given me this curse."
Question for DM. Was X hurt during the battle?
Very little. He has very minor bruises on him from being pushed back.
As I look at A and B, are any of them pretty hurt?
Pretty sure.
A is dead.
A's
dead. There's two A's.
No. Okay.
A number one is dead. He could probably
use A number one is dead. Yes. Okay. This A right
Merlet
here.
Merlet is covertly wiping away the blood on his knife and just kind of like shimmying off the side. Out of sight, out of mind, T-cool. Stealth check.
And I'm not T-cool.
You're not T-cool.
So just the closest
walks up to Merlet,
hurt the person. Body. Okay. Good.
My fault. I just want to cast Precious Digitation.
Yep, I was going to say, remix it.
on the knife and the body. At least the knife.
Okay, so your knife becomes clear.
On the phase west, right?
Yep.
Oh, I'm kind of hiding, like, non-discreetly hiding, like... someone who is leaning against the wall and you don't see them, and then if they move, that it spooks you. That type
of
thing.
Yeah, I played Assassin's Creed.
You want to murder the guy and then try to just lean up against the wall right there in front of him.
No. I moved away from him. I moved away from his body.
Yeah.
I'm over here in this little alcove here.
Yeah, your prestidigitation wouldn't have any. You would turn around and kind of clean up the bloody shirt, but it soaks right back.
Okay.
He hasn't been dead that long yet.
No, but you shoved a knife in his chest. It's gonna be bleeding.
No, that's what I was meaning. He hasn't been dead that long for it to stop bleeding.
Oh, yeah, fair. Okay. So, Captain speaks up again.
Oh.
You just arrived here. Yes?
That is correct, Captain. Yes.
And the Red Kobold is not of Thumberchow?
I'm not sure what dragon exactly he comes from, but as you can see, he is chronically enfeebled.
We come from other kobold. Biology fact.
So you... What are you doing here? You said getting supplies?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted a place to drink and maybe find some supplies and stuff.
Maybe find some supplies? Definitely find some supplies.
While this is happening, can Sugar Shack attempt to, like, you know, just nonchalantly, you know, work his way back, you know, into town?
The entire way.
He's just gonna stroll by.
It's clogged up. There's no way to pass. You are stuck there unless you want to go out the city.
I'm Misty Step.
Fuck.
Do I see this? Like him, like, debating, yeah, like, where to go? All right.
Yep.
I will covertly gesture into, like, over here. Like, come over here. Like, okay. Try not to break my stealth to the rest of the group, because I'm trying to avoid notice, but I'll reach out a helping hand.
Okay. Yeah. What's going on?
Just get in here. It'll pull him in.
I'm big.
Yeah, I can fit inside a bigger creature space, so.
You're all, like, squished up together.
Just hides between the legs.
Mm-hmm. Let's just wait this out. Come on. Let the rest of them get in trouble.
Yeah, that's fair. I did my part.
Yep.
So what, are we good to go?
You see her expression change from the guard captain to fuck. Not just relief, but also the stress return. If you wish. Yes. Just
wonderful.
Grabs
Do F and E move aside?
And puts him into Kazad's hands. Do not let him go.
Kazad holds Flapple up like by the scruff of his neck and locks eyes with him, and he goes, I don't know how, but I am going to make you regret this. And he just starts carrying him.
What have I done?
So much.
Above table, we need like a baby pouch carrier for Flapple.
A boost for fucking Flapple.
Well, Ivan knows what he's doing now. Sorry, I'm going to go find a leather worker real quick. Maybe a blacksmith to make freaking it metal.
I will donate every gold coin I have to make that happen so that Champra can have a boost to carry Flaffle around in.
Because
Ivan is
just
broke.
Just yells out, you may want to go to the Blade Bazaar.
Champra's gonna like lightly tap the captain since he's not in their line of sight on the jacket or arm and say,
She actually is in your line of sight. They are dwarves.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if she was still big or not.
Well, they're Duergar, but it's Underdark dwarves.
No, like the growth thing. Mm-hmm. She grew at one point, correct?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, got it. He just says,
take me to your wounded. I can help. It's the least we can do.
Are you sure you want that task?
I can't promise a lot, but if it's one, it's better than none.
If Ivan gets some sleep, he can help.
I can assist as well.
She can assist as well.
I can assist as well. Just set me down.
Flapple? Absolutely fucking not. And
I feel like Flapple's help would be like
I can technically assist as well, not as much as the others, but
I just need to sleep and then I can help.
You go. Go get your drink. Go get your sleep. Shampra will do this. Me
problem.
And Warden.
I'm broke. I can't get an in-room.
If you all are willing to help our cause, then the rooms will be provided, no problem.
Good, because I'm tired. I'm pretty sure I threatened a bunch of guards, which is something I never would have done. So, I think I need to sleep. I might be too cranky.
I just want to be known. I had nothing to do with any of this.
Bullshit. Yells Ivan.
Nothing!
He gets very close to your face. I know who you are.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no!
You're the little red one that our biggest troublemaker talks about.
What?
Come with me.
I can't really go anywhere right now. I'm being held against my will.
With them!
I'm being held!
And
Azad is going to look to Shampra to see if he should set Flapple down.
Warden will hold out her hands. I will follow the captain.
It's okay. He may not understand the gravity of this situation, but...
As soon as you say gravity, he just drops.
Warden will catch him.
Hello?
Lands perfectly in the
hand. I just imagine Warden doing like a football dive or something like that. Like,
no, she just kind of lowers her hands a little bit.
You're like 10 feet away. Unless...
Well, no, she stepped forward.
Okay. I still think it's funnier. Shampra in a calmer voice says,
Flavel, go with them. We will talk soon. Play nice.
I'm not allowed to walk anywhere on my own, so I just go where I'm told.
In your head, you hear,
hey, be careful. We have to play face here. You're in someone else's town. It is different. Please be careful. Just go along with the flow right now. Understand, my boy?
I'm always careful.
You say that aloud, don't you?
Nope. I say it back to you.
Okay.
I'm allowed to do so.
He's careful like a nuke is when it falls.
I'm precise in where I leave my damage.
I'm pretty sure dropping a Flapple behind enemy lines would be considered a war crime.
Ivan wants to get a bunch of spell storing so I can give Flaffle like spirit guardians and shit like that so that he can run around and do his mayhem.
No.
That's future Ivan, though.
The last thing we need is it. No.
I will spread the word of your god. Don't you worry.
Ivan doesn't even know who the fuck his god is, really.
Neither do I, but don't worry. The world will.
I just have a picture of a small kobold running around with like Baldur's Gate 3 spirit guardians just burning everybody alive.
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to switch scenes here. She takes you to. Where is it? The Overlake Hold, which is a makeshift bunker / essentially carved into the side of a stalagmite. It is not the Overlake Hold, I'm sorry, that is the wrong one. Essentially the guardhouse is where she takes you. Wrong part there. But so
Ivan would not be there.
Ivan would not, okay?
Nope. Ivan went looking for the tavern to go to sleep.
Okay.
And Shaka Shack would have went to the tavern. To you know something to eat.
Same okay. with Merlette.
Flop doesn't have a choice on where he can be right now.
Damn Skippy Flop.
No, he does not.
You has no cookie.
Cobalt standards.
You has no cookie.
So
never had a cookie.
These two Flaffle
wants a cookie.
No wonder he's a monster. Get this man a cookie.
Right?
Get Flaffle sugar.
No.
Absolutely.
Sugar free cookies.
Unattended kobolds will be given energy drinks and taught how to swear.
Oh no.
I just remember that Studio C skit with like Kyle. And he goes becomes like a monster when he has sugar.
Yep. But are you good on the map? Okay, cool. Alright, so you guys are taken through Gracklestug, kind of into the heart of this. What looks like a divided city. There is a large chasm in between the two different districts of the city.
We see
the one
this?
That you guys... Hmm?
We see this?
Yeah, she walks you through basically
what
Blade Bazaar.
What's down there?
Are you referring to... Ladegar's Furrow, the chasm.
Yeah.
That are two districts on either side where Darrow reside or did reside. I don't know if they're still there or not.
How would you not know you're a guard in this city?
There's been a lot that has happened. Kind of looking around. You there, Drow.
Yes.
What do you know of Gracklestug? And you can make a history check if you would like.
Alright.
I will also say that when she says you there, Drow, Warden perks up a little bit, but then goes back to just attending to Flaffle.
Okay.
Did you get like a quick side advantage eye, but... this moment of weakness? I'm just kidding.
Trying to run?
I'm just kidding.
I have a whole army outside.
That is a three.
I have a Flaffle.
Oh.
A three? Okay. So, basically the only thing that you would know is that it is a rivaled Duergar city in the Underdark. That is home to the great wormsmith known as Thumberchow, a gigantic red dragon. And I don't mean like ancient dragon. He's an adult, but he big.
He a big old boy.
He a Chonky big boy.
Boy.
Oh, Lord, he coming.
Oh, Lord, he coming. So.
I basically just kind of relay that. I say I don't know much about your city aside from it's a very large city that is home to a great red dragon named Thimberchowden.
I'd like to meet him if possible.
We'd like to find him if possible.
I'd like to find him if possible.
Sure. Shut up. What do you mean? He's not here? The big guy?
No.
Oh.
He is... We do not know where.
But he's like real big fat boy, right?
Yes, which brings the concern of, if he is gone, how the hell did he get out?
That's what I was
thinking. Dragon diabetes.
You want the dragon?
No. The Durgar of this city and Thumbachow had a working relationship. He forged or kept our forges going while we were able to work them and become prosperous until, and kind of cuts an eye over to Khazad. That happened. But
what happened?
The drow. This is ancient history by now, but
they, my people historically have not treated the Dwargar very well.
I'm aware of what your people have done.
Would you like to join my revolution to take down the drow society?
I've just quizzically stares at you. You have a plan for this.
It's in the making. My original plan would have been smoke and I ended up in jail. But you see me now, it didn't keep me. So keep that in mind. If I can break out of Delkin Valve, your prisons have nothing on me.
You're right. They don't. Not when all of our resources have been taken by the keepers of the flame.
There's that word again. What are the keepers?
Keepers of the Flame were the group that worshipped Thumbachow. They tended to his every need, gave him the girth that he has. I don't know when this happened, but I believe it might have been actually shortly after the king has refused to leave his castle. Essentially, we are a divided city. This portion of the chasm is regular townsfolk, workers, the Durgar. The other is strictly keepers of the flame. Any attempt to cross or go there are met with violence.
Have you tried answering it with more violence?
Of course we have. Why do you think we attacked you at the gate?
You could do better than that. I could help.
How, Praetor, would you help the situation?
Might I need some on. Things first.
If we are going... If I am to even entertain this, I must stress that the safety of the city is of the utmost importance. And its people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you have? So
long.
Then perhaps I should do my experimenting somewhere away from the people. Maybe down in the chasm. Where you said there's nothing down there anymore, maybe some Darrow? That would be a safe place for me to conduct some experiments.
No, I said that we don't know if they're... That we haven't... They are blocked off. The Keepers of the Flame essentially put borders on the two cleft districts... And the Stone Giants.
Oh, they're in control of those districts?
Yes. The Darrow have... Droki. Has... Well...
Popple has been very agitated after hearing about the dividing of the Flame guys being in... the cleft districts.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that he stops getting like irritated is the mention of Droki, and then he like freezes for a second before like changing the subject. Yeah. Well, I could make things happen up here, too.
Can you?
Yeah, just need some things.
Very well. When you get to the inn, tell them that Captain Erda Blackskull sent you. Tell them that takes out a piece of what looks like parchment, but it has more of like a damp texture look to it, and begins to take out what looks like a quilled pin that comes out of her armor and writes and hands it to you. Give this to her.
Kazad's going to reach over and take that paper because he does not trust Flapple to actually do it after everything that's happened.
I'm interested to see how this goes because we are at our last bit.
Hey, you put all your faith into a red dragon once before, right?
She just puts her hands in her head, or her head, yeah, hands to her head. And you see where that got us.
Don't worry. I'm going to fix it.
So, just to make sure that I understand, staging basically an armed revolt of the working class to get rid of the religious nobility that worship the dragon that keeps your forges lit, and trying to minimize casualties to your people. Am I understanding you correctly?
I don't think you understand the severity of it. She walks just past you and opens the door. And before you, you can see this great city. And these large, I'm talking 40 to 60 feet tall forges that are not going. There is no smoke, there is no fire. They are cold. They have cut off everything. Now, I know this is a lot to ask of just what seems to be some travelers trying to get through here. And considering I'm asking a drow for help, should tell you how severe the situation is.
Oh, absolutely. I would certainly never expect a Dwargar to ask me for my help. Fortunately for you, I am on the outs with my society and I am happy to help. However, as I'm sure you can imagine, there's the matter of payment. My colleagues will need to be compensated, but I just need directions to a place called the Labyrinth.
You want to go where?
The Labyrinth.
Kind of looks over the four of you. Why in the nine hells would you want to go there?
Yeah, why would we want to go there?
Quick question, does Warden know anything about this labyrinth he speaks of?
Make a history check for me.
Dirty 20?
You do. You would understand that the labyrinth is a gigantic demon-filled maze that lies deep in the Underdark that has been known to house minotaurs, gnolls, and even giant demons named Garistros. It is not a safe place.
Are any of those demons generally by chance servants of Orcus?
They are not.
Oh, then Warden doesn't care.
Kazad's going to answer the question, and it's just, there's somebody there that I need to find.
Hard to say this, but if they're there, they're dead.
What does that mean to
say? He just starts cracking up, laughing, and shakes his head. He goes,
I think he's finally lost.
I assure you that the person that I am looking for is very, very, very difficult to kill. I am confident that they are at least in the area. I just need to know how to get there.
Very well. If you help us, I will give you a guide there, along with supplies.
Oh, that's what he wants. The rest of us might want something else. I didn't sign up for a labyrinth.
You did not, no, but where you're from, you use coin, yes?
Yes.
Okay. How does 2,000 gold sound?
Like chump cane.
Azad just kind of knife hands at Flaffle.
And I will let you choose one weapon from our armory.
Well, that doesn't help me. I cast spells.
That is not only weapons there. We are purveyor.
Tell you
of
what. I tell
not
you
only
what. I help take care of your seeker problem, keeper problem, whatever problem, and possibly help you get Thunderchild back. But I'm going to have to get back with you what I would like for reward. Know that it will be within reason.
Oh, you sound just like him.
I don't know what your definition of in reason is.
Honestly, the fact that you're turning down
out.
Crafted by the Dwargar is kind of audacious in itself. Their crafting rivals ours in a lot of ways.
Well, most things rival your society in a lot of ways. You guys are kind of stuck on yourself. Let's be real.
She cackles at this.
He's not wrong. Have you guys seen a man in a purple top hat?
No, can't say that I have.
Supposed to be looking for him.
Very strange. So, yes, little one, I will. Sure. At this point, I do not care. I just want our city back. We will discuss at a future date.
In the meanwhile, what's going on with your king?
We do not know. He has been locked in his castle since a month ago. Said something about finding himself in there on some journey and won't come out.
Ah, okay. Or maybe we can talk to him too.
If you can get in there, sure. The keepers have it guarded.
Okay, one problem at a time. One problem at a time. Do you have a laboratory?
Not... No.
Workshops?
No. We have plenty of workshops, just no
Wonderful.
Laboratories.
I'll need one of those.
Okay. We will do the best we can.
Shamper steps forward and goes,
"Take me to your infirmary. I will heal all I can through the night. It's the least I can do for your hospitality."
Warden is gonna hand Flaffle off to Khazad. Also help.
No.
With the healing.
Me and her. We're not the best healers, but we may have an outside perspective for what you're dealing with.
I guess that leaves me to babysit the kobold.
Downsies?
Khazad, in your head you hear,
"He doesn't do well with alcohol. Get him drunk. Really drunk. Should make the night easier for you."
Khazad just smiles and looks right at Champra. And, replies back mentally, "It will be my genuine pleasure."
Make it stinky, though. He won't drink the good stuff.
The cheap shit. Got it.
And you hear back your head,
"Stinky. However you can."
And with that, we will end the session and pick up next time with the other group that went to the tavern.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. And check us out on all our social medias for more.
Thank you, everybody, for checking out the show, and see you next week.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.